again, everyone. This is Kaz Bielan, and this is Casual Conversations, where we have very nice casual conversations with people that are important to our world. Today, we have a very special guest. His name is Gemini. But better than me showing Gemini right now, I want to show you a great video which shows you where Gemini came from and where he is today. So check this out right now. That's amazing. Let's bring out Gemini right now. Gemini? Jack? Jack? What'd you do with Gemini? Jack? Hello?
What are you saying?
What'd you do with Gemini?
The TV is talking. Oh my
God. Yeah. What'd you do with Gemini? Jack?
I ate him. No, just stop.
No, you can't, Gemini. All right, come on. Let's pull the camera back. Let's see what's going on there. Hey, Gemini, how are you? Hey. Trying to trick me again?
Hey, guys. What a great show. Let's go. This is Jack, who's here. What? Jack. What are we doing? We're on the TV. We're on his show, Casual Conversations.
Hi, Jack.
Say hi. I don't want to do it. Why? Is that yes?
Hey, I'm over here, Jack. What are you looking up to the side for? I'm over here, Jack.
It's just his voice.
No. He's in the sky. No, you just stop. Just God sounds like Kaz. No, just stop. Okay. Well, this is a kind of a cool. It's one of the many puppets that I use in the act and that I've learned and trained on. Each one has a different character, a different personality, and they're from people I've met, people I know.
Like me?
I'm developing a puppet like you, Kaz. Don't worry, I won't, you know, I'll be with you a lot closer soon.
What?
So soon, I have a Kaz puppet. But these puppets are sometimes a little bit of money. They're like about, you know, they're in the $4,000-$5,000 range, a lot of them.
Wow.
They are artists. If you take his whatever.
Is that safe?
This is Kaz, my new Kaz.
Oh.
If you look, it's amazing, all the workmanship. Each one of these puppets is made by an artist that actually signs his name, you know, on the bottom of it. This one doesn't have a signature because it was stolen. You understand?
So Gemini, the art of ventriloquism, right? That's I believe I just said that correctly. Ventriloquism.
Ventriloquism is the art of throwing your voice. All right.
Oh.
Susan, take them. Be careful. Don't put your hands. Oh my God! It's getting hard. The puppet's hard. Oh, that's a Okay, so we don't need the chair anymore. Hey, so ventriloquism is the art of throwing your voice. And I started New York City.
New York?
Yeah, Central Park, which, as you know, I don't think was the best place to start. In Central Park, you really don't know who's doing ventriloquism and who's just talking to themselves. But it was a lot of fun. I started right there on the streets and through a couple of commercials. I worked for ABC, dragging around cables for One Life to Live, and was in the union, and we went on strike a little too much. One day took a light guy, the sound guy, and we started performing in Central Park. It was awesome. Lunch hour. It was
Gemini, you say life is better when you are laughing. What does that mean to the world? Tell me.
Oh my God. Is it not? It's not a saying that I personally made up, but it is a saying that I believe in. Life is better when you are laughing, no matter you got bills, problems, everything's hurting you, but it's a gift, a total gift. Is to laugh, just to laugh.
Look at you. You look like you're just having fun out there on stage, wherever you are over the years. And so what do you find out there when you're performing on stage? Do you get energy from the audience, or you just go out there with a plan? How do you go about that?
Usually there's an opening, and I have an idea of how the ending's going to go. But the whole middle, I mean, I have setups with me, magic or other puppets, so I could see where the audience is. It's a live audience. You got to go where they're going, and we go to that awesome place together.
Sort of like on the show, right? We're going someplace together.
Okay, I don't know if I bought my ticket for this one, but I say yes.
Well, we comped you for this one, all right?
Oh, my God, I knew it.
Yeah, we're buds, right?
I knew it.
So, what about this look? What is this? Like, this looks like a character from the 50s. What's going on here with your hairstyles? What is the deal here? Tell me.
Okay, first of all, how did you get these pictures? First of all, that's just when I first started, you know, I thought I looked good. Do you understand?
Yeah, look at that. Yeah, I like that look.
A lot of the people were looking for commercials and stuff, and I went on a lot of those interviews, except that I would go in a room with like 20 other guys that not only look like me, look better than me. Those.
but look, there's lots of success. Look at the articles, the stories, the awards. Like, you know, somehow you're able to cut through the clutter and become Gemini.
I agree. There is a whole difference, like you say, like in my real life, horrible, terrible, the worst. You don't want to be it, never, ever, ever. But on stage, terrible, horrible, the worst. I don't know why you would even come to one of these shows.
Oh, come on. What are you talking about? I've seen your shows. See, I've seen your shows that you're nervous just talking about seeing your show, you know, and I had to get taken away once because I got overexcited about the show. Like the pigeons you have, the rabbits, I mean, like crazy stuff.
Okay, first of all, they're not pigeons. They are doves. Okay.
What's the difference?
The difference between a dove and a pigeon is $25. $25. Write that down. Tell the audience.
Someone's bleeping that out because like her is $20. So what are you saying there?
$25 is the difference between a pigeon and a dove. I train those doves. Those are ringneck doves. I get them when they're really little. Oh. You know, I got to feed them. It's not, and clean up after them. Believe me, they're not just pretty birds. No. Okay. I punch them in the head every once in a while.
Hey. That's just a joke. A comedian, for God's sake. Come on. Hey, so listen. So you have shows because of COVID and stuff. You've been taking the pro shows instead of just on stage other places. So I know one of them is drive-in comedy, correct?
Right. We went and got a FM because of everything being a little, that some of the theaters and casinos all closed, you know, we had to think outside the box. And what we did was we bought an FM transmitter. We would be in a parking lot and we get like 100 cars and we would be able to transform the show from our speakers right into their car radio on the FM dial. It was fun, but you still lost a lot of that one-on-one, you know, fun.
Stop. I know, but it's cool because you can go to GemLightComedy.com, find out the schedule where GemLight is appearing all over the place. You can also, he does shows virtually like we're doing right now, but you can do personalized virtual shows, right? What other ways can people get to see your fine entertainment program?
You can invite me over your house.
Really?
So yes, I do. Now I've been doing private parties, corporate events that, you know, that being honest, we just really worked at the casinos all the time and the theaters, yeah. You know, and but now, which is a lot of fun, is going to people's houses. I set up the sound, the lights, and have fun with the family. You know,
how about on a boat? How about on a boat or on a hot air balloon? Would you be into that?
This is the first time this is being announced. Hot air balloon shows now. You come in the hot balloon. Yep. I bring a puppet or two and a bunny rabbit and you.
That's it. What about Jack?
No, Jack's on the bike. He's holding the string. Make sure we don't fly too far.
He's holding the string, Jack.
Yeah. So, but we have something really nice is we're doing the Festival of Laughs. It's kind of cool. Yeah. This is where everybody in the neighborhood, all the clubs get together. They do one night with a different comic. And during the summer, and it's usually an outdoor event, but it's nice just for the summertime, you know, but it's the Festival of Laughs right here in, you know, in the area. In Somerville.
So you're also a magician, but an illusionist. So I know Borgata, you've appeared there before. There's some footage we're going to show you. So talk about that event, what happens with the crowd.
I love to have just fun in this business and as life and being a person. You have to stop and just make it fun. You can be so serious all the time, but you have to every once in a while just laugh at it. And at that point, that show that you're about to show was with the agent. The two agents, those are the two agents, and they're both friends of mine. And one's a funny comic. But
A secret agent?
No. Everybody knows them, agent. You know, they were the agents of the Borgata Casino for the comic.
Oh, okay.
You know, so I decided to do an illusion with them and take the girl agent and put her in a box and cut her in half. But we were making it up as we were going along. And I messed up the trick. If you look at it, I almost cut her head off. Yes, it's inside. If you look at it really close, you hear me and her go, I'm going, what is wrong with you? I can't get the trick in. And she's yelling out, you're choking me. From yes, that's how good an illusionist I am.
The answer was easier. Don't say that. You don't know how this works. Oh. Now, wait. First, we have to undress her a little bit.
Okay.
You know, so we'll just take your shoes off.
Just the shoes.
So help her. I'll talk to them for a little bit.
I used to work as a farrier.
Okay, all right. All right. Yeah, I hope you're doing good. You're doing very good. This is a good seat.
You got clown socks poking down his socks.
No, you look good. Shut up. You look good. Okay, now let's see what else she's got on underneath. No, okay. You'll do it for a little bit. You know, they were like, this show's
good. I don't know if you can pick up on this, but this is not rehearsed. Okay?
It's because you forgot all your lines.
I know. I'm sorry. But,
all right, so let's just go with it. Let's see if it works. Okay, now we have to start together. Let's really make it a show.
I've never done this back to back.
Like this, and we go like this. You know what I mean? Now, come on, you look good, all right? All right, can we have a little music? Are you ready? Come on, back to back. Go back to back.
Peter, Paul, and Mary, the Italian star.
All right, you ready? Now move out of the way.
Move out of the way.
Go ahead, you gotta get in the box. I look safe. All right, go ahead. You ready? All right, sit in there. You gotta go in the box. You're gonna give me each piece.
Okay,
and we got a blade. She didn't see this part. Come on, yeah, I kept that out of the way. She wouldn't have got in.
Gemini is available for children's parties.
Oh, no. years. Can we do it over? No, we're starting again.
Well, you hate the ball.
He's still there.
This blood.
Okay. All right, that's enough. You ready? Right. Shake my hand. Right. Go away now. All right, stop liking the play.
Oh, that'd be nice with a calzone on it.
It wasn't working.
Oh. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Hurry up. You gotta
I only seen it from a distance. Oh, no.
Wow. You look like you're inside a box there or something. Is that like inside a magic box you're in there right now? What's going on there? What's behind you? Show me some cool stuff behind you there. You got posters and...
Well, this, my friend, is kind of all the past newspaper articles and that type of stuff, you know, that we're on. We made a lot of the front pages. I guess if you move over to this side and we keep going, I don't know.
Don't fall down.
Shut up.
Keep going.
If we keep going, here's awards. Like, these are all awards. A lot of them is for, you know, fundraisers and helping, you know, children with autism and things like that. You know, and we make them a lot of money. I mean, and it's nothing better to do is to make a little money for a great cause and to do it through laughter, man, through laughter.
So, Gemini, what is your real name?
Why are you asking this? I feel like you're going to be like giving it to the CIA or something.
What's your real name?
Giovanni Antonio Alphonse Lombardi. That's why... Gemini's much easier. You understand?
So for Gemini, Johnny, Lombardi, hey. So if I wanted to get and do what you do, not that I would want to because you're such a cool celebrity guy over there, like the hat and the look and the glasses and all that. If they want to get into stage performing or, you know, be a magician or a ventriloquist, what advice would you give them in life? Serious advice, not funny stuff.
Oh, you mean... get a gun and don't do it.
No.
All right. Let me just say one thing. It's a gift that if you think you have and don't share it with everyone, who's the loser at the end? You got to just try it once. Yeah. Just get on the stage, do it. If you think you're funny, get up to one of the comedy clubs, do the open mic, but it's a whole nother head. But if anybody needed any help, I'm always rooting for a new entertainer in the comedy field, you write to you, Kaz, and I'll reply if that's me with your audience. And the thing is, not first time, you might mess up. Don't make the same mistake twice. Now you just beat that. That'll never happen again. And you don't give up. Bang.
No, I think trying again, you can reach out to me. You can also reach out to Johnny directly or Gemini. We gave out his real name, so I kind of feel bad about that now. But GeminiComedy.com, you can reach out to him. He does respond to you very quickly. And I know he does.
Because I got nothing else to do. So, you know, I'll talk to you for an hour or so.
Yeah, well, nothing else to do. So what are the key takeaways? Like three or four things that people should take away from this program.
Take away from this program.
What we talked about today.
Well, I think one is always video all your good times in life. Just get a little video of it. So even if you're not an entertainer, you'll love putting it, splicing it together and being able to show other people in the family, especially if they're in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A little bit of fun. And that's what you got to see just now is just some of the past. You know, I hope the future is a lot bigger than those pictures and stuff, you know what I mean?
Oh, I'm sure it'll be, you know, there's lots of things you can do out there. And so one final question. So how did you, guide you a certain way. So what is your impression of this casual conversation we're having?
Kaz, it is relaxing. I thought it was a lot of fun. And I hope it's a little knowledgeable to somebody that maybe want to get into the business. Hey, thank you very much for having me, and I wish you the best, buddy.
keep up the magic and keep up the laughter.
Yeah, that's the way to go. Thank you very much. And always keep enjoying and having those great casual conversations, not just with me, anybody else. See you.